Radio Reverb Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
And with that, I bid you a very warm welcome from the entire crew here at the Pete Jones Show. And if you can hear in the background, the folks in the green room even are turning round to welcome Boots McMahon.
Good evening. How
are
you doing?
How on earth are you doing?
I'm very well. Very busy, but very well.
Well, you are very busy. That was a phenomenal sound shake you put on for us. We feel we've had a live set.
I feel the smoke machine was a little bit over the top, wasn't it?
Hey, don't look at me. I had nothing to do with that. You know I had nothing to do with that. That was one of these very swift engineers that was still here.
Yeah, my people will be talking to your people.
Well, there's a lot of my people, so I hope you got a lot of your people to talk to a lot of my people. And that would be some conversation, wouldn't it?
My people are bigger than your people.
I cannot deny that, but my people are very good with their knobs and tweaks.
Okay. So, I give in.
You know, especially Simone, she is I wouldn't mess. She's brilliant.
She does look fierce.
She's watching reruns of The Gulf, if that means anything. I think they all, to be honest, all of them want to work on a sports show. I don't know why. It means nothing to me, all this sport nonsense, but there you go. Now, talking of teams, you have brought with you a formidable BV crew, if I can say. We've got Leanne Ann. What's that mean?
Leanne Ann?
Why does it say Leanne Ann?
It's because you wrote Leanne Ann.
You're an imposter. No. Who is this Leanne Ann?
No one corrected me. Look at that. It says Leanne Ann. How many more Anns do you want? I said, is there an E on the end? And I added an Ann on the end. Ridiculous. Leanne Rose, of course, known most locally to most people as a talent to just watch out and listen to. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, most definitely.
And we've got Red Vox in the studio too, who is looking fantastic.
Thanks.
Got one of the shirts to die for. I'm not, you know, don't you think? That where did you get that from?
I got it from a charity shop in Birmingham.
That is some smart hustling you've been doing. That is one heck of a charity shop. I do like a bit of charity shopping. You've got to pick your neighbourhood, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just go up to, I don't know, if you're in London, just go to Richmond or Barnes or somewhere, or Putney or somewhere.
London's too far away for the sea for me.
Yes, there is a river. Mm. And it goes into the sea.
Mm. Not the same now, is it?
He's not the same.
Would you swim in the river?
River Thames?
Yeah.
Have done. Did a 5K swim in the River Thames.
Yes, but where? Which bit of the River Thames?
Royal Victoria Docks. It's a bit cleaner.
The Royal Victoria Docks. That still sounds London-y.
Yeah.
And docks don't sound clean, do they? Not to me, anyway. Do they?
La, la, la. I'm trying not to think about that.
I mean, I've swum in the Thames, but it was a long way up the Thames, I'll be honest.
I can't swim.
Well, what are you entering this conversation
What
for,
do you drag me into it, do you? You start asking me.
I don't drag. That's an outrageous accusation. I mean,
you press ganged me into it, didn't you?
Well, I might have done. Fair enough, but you look like a sort of chap that wanted to talk swimming, but I don't think you are.
No. I want to start learning next year, but I swim like a brick at the moment.
That's not so well, is it?
Not so well at all, no.
I've never seen
that. If it was one of those swimming tests, I'd be the brick at the bottom you had to pull back up.
Oh, would you? Mm. Really? Mm. Did you ever do that stuff where you have to swim in pyjamas and
yeah? No, I wasn't trusted. I'd drown.
Yeah, but did they ever chuck you in anyway?
No, thankfully. No.
Well, that was thankful, yes.
That's why I'm still here.
Good. I don't think they do that to kids anymore, do they?
I don't think you're allowed to, would you?
Well, not the state of my pyjamas anyway, no. Good. No, thank you. So anyway...
Imagine that in a onesie.
Let's try
it. Yeah. Especially like, I don't know, like a Pink Panther onesie. I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Or one of those dinosaur ones. That'd be cool.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Mm. Just throw him in and see what happens.
Or a shark onesie.
Like that. Now, so do you, Red Vox, moving on from Boosie, because he's just... You know what I mean? When you swim, do you swim in Brighton Sea?
I do. I moved to Shoreham a couple of years ago and I used to go in the sea fairly frequently there, and now I'm in Hove, so I go in there and I did the round the pier and the pier to pier this year.
I watched that.
Did you?
I wonder if I got little snaps of you doing that. Yeah.
I was the one that fell over coming out and I couldn't get out and had to be helped by about two people.
No one could get out. It was very difficult to get in. Well, no, actually getting in was all right. But getting out was insane, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a tale of two. Like the round the pier was very sunny and still, and the one the week after was like biblical.
Do you have any inside skinny on why they waited an hour to start it?
Maybe to make it just a little bit more scary.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Wasn't that? Yeah. Because it was the weather went from summer to ridiculous. In about as many minutes, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, because there was the experience in the race, so the experience was for less experienced people like me. And we all got in, but then they cancelled it for the really good people in the race.
And that was weird. That made no sense to nobody. But well done for doing
Thank
it.
You.
Did you get your medal?
I did.
I'm surprised you didn't bring it in.
I know, I should have done.
You should have done, yeah. My microphone's dipping like crazy here, but never mind. I'm sure someone can hear me. So, Bootsy.
Yes.
Back to the formidable-ness that is you. Friday the 6th of October, if you're listening to the repeat, that is tonight.
It would be, yes. Yeah. Yes, in the world of repeats.
In the world of...
It's just like being on Dave, this, isn't it?
I live in the world of repeats, thank you. And this microphone's just fallen apart. Oh, dear. Look, good job we've got a whole handful of technicians and engineers who, as we speak, are wrapping themselves around... Get off! Ridiculous. Get out of my way. So there you go. Apparently, Anna listening in Hove, she's got a medal too.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well done. It's all about the swimmers tonight. So, this Friday, 6th of October, we're talking... what are we talking? Talking in the Brunswick?
Yeah, we're in the Cellar. It's my birthday, because it's... Well, it's actually my birthday today, but it's nice to have a... thank you very much, thank you very much. It's nice to have a birthday gig. It's one of the best things in the world, doing a birthday gig.
When did you say your birthday is?
It's today.
What?
I am 53 years old.
And none of the research has told me.
No.
Look at them. They're all
fire
them
all.
Their head in shape. That's the,
fire them all.
They had nothing to do except find out when Bootsy's birthday was.
Yeah, I had a really nice poached breakfast over at Rockwater. Other places are available.
You didn't go into the sea afterwards.
I did not go into the sea. And I've had birthday cake, and it's all been rather marvellous. And I'm on the Pete Jones Show on my radio on my birthday.
This is true.
How great is that?
True. This is very, very true.
Yeah.
Andy is listening in Canterbury. He says, a onesie? What? yes, that's true. He says, what is the Pete Jones Show coming to? This is why you should never present a show in your onesie. No, we're not presenting. Oh, dear. Too much to explain.
Yeah, too much.
We've moved on for the onesie. We're back to the Brunswick Cellar Bar, 8 o'clock, Friday the 6th of October, where you've got Leanne Annan, Rose, singing with you.
Yep, she's singing in part of the band. In fact, Red Vox is going to be singing in the band, and so is Suzanne Gailey, and they've also got their own slots on there as well.
Bootsy, this is a gig, isn't it?
It is a gig, and we've got No Hat for Joe, who are always really, really, really good.
This is great. So we've got Suzanne Gailey, No Hat for Joe, Leanne Rose singing with you, and Red Vox too. What a fantastic night. That is Brunswick. And not the best thing about it, but, you know, something pretty good about it. It's free, folks. It is free.
And there's goodie bags.
And are you selling the...
I'm going to try and make some money. That would be nice. But I'm going to try and sell some CDs there and some T-shirts.
Out. Yeah. Don't set yourself up too high. But, I mean, I think so. Yeah. I think, why not?
Now, we're going to sell a bit of merch as well. But it's I like doing birthday gigs and, you know, and it's nice to do them for free.
Oh,
you know,
awesome.
I budget for it, let's say that much. Eh?
Okay, no, that's good. I'm glad to hear. Well, we've got, just so you know, we do have the Bearded Dragon Barney listening. if that makes any difference to your performance, I do not know. Would you like to play something live for us?
Because I think so. It's kind of why I came here, isn't it?
I have no idea. Yeah. I was going to ask, actually.
Yeah, so let's do, this is called A Letter To. Someone is playing games. Someone is acting strange. Somehow the light is gone. Somehow bird lost his song. Sometime he'll take a yell. Sometime to break the spell. Someone is playing games. Someone is acting strange. I can't believe what you're saying, but I know just the game you're playing. Someone is all alone. Someone can find a way. Somehow
for things to say somehow. Turn light to dark sometime. It'll get too much sometime. The thread will break someone. He's playing games someone. He's acting strange, you wonder where all went wrong. Lost the tune, lost the song. I can't believe what you're saying. Crave the things that others be. Blind to self so it can't see. But I know just the game you're playing. One day, this all will end one day. You'll see my friend somehow. Or stalking you somehow. Who's haunting you sometime. You will see sometime. You will know the someone. Is playing games someone. Is acting strange.
We've got Bootsy here playing very, very live with Leanne Rose and Red Vox on Vokes. Just sounding awesome. Thank you so, so much. That track, tell them what that was called, my friend.
Oh, sorry. That's called A Letter 2.
A Letter 2, of course. It kicks off the EP, the album, whatever
the,
you want
the
to call
EB,
it.
The EB, the album. Yes, my debut.
Yes, a beautiful thing, which you folks can buy or copy.
What's it called? I don't remember what it's called. It's called Storytime, that's it.
It is called Storytime. I'm glad you checked. What? Indeed it is. So what would you flog that for at the back of the hall?
I think you can get it on Bandcamp for about £7.
And when they come and see you live?
Probably about the same price again.
Yeah, why not?
I'm very, very business-minded, as you can tell.
Oh, I can tell. It ripples off you, like a rippling thing.
Like a rippling thing, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, and we'll come to that
things
later.
That ripple.
Thank you, we will. What we didn't mention is on the 10th of October at
November.
November.
Hey! Right, that's it. They are fired. You take your pick. Which one's going?
All of them.
Oh, dear.
Out of my sight.
There'll be no show left. I mean, they are the show. You can't get rid of
all
these
right,
guys.
We'll keep one of them, then.
All right, well, you choose. Blindfold you and point wildly. Bernie,
about,
Ernie,
about the
Brett
one in the Coronation Street T-shirt?
That's
good.
Simone. Don't touch her.
Oh, all right. Okay.
She's gold. You can't replace Simone. Goodness right, sake. Okay. Ridiculous idea. So that's actually 10th of November. What day of the week is that?
It's a Friday, I hope.
Yeah, well.
It is a Friday,
do
I
you
hope.
Not go out on any other night?
Well, no, it's not that, but that's what I've booked my guitarist for, so...
Oh, well,
if I booked him for the Saturday, that's not going to go well.
It's not going to go well, but, you know, who knows? It might be a rather entertaining gig.
Well, yeah, that would be one way to describe
so
it.
So, hang on, you book yourselves a guitarist, but you are the man.
Yeah, but there's a couple of songs where I haven't quite got the skills, so I use Andy Powerstance Ellis, as he's known in these parts. He's got the skills to pay the bills. So.
Give me the name again, Andy.
Andy Powerstance Ellis.
That's a fine name. He's got the name, he's got the fingers to go.
I'll give him a plug as well. He's also got things on Spotify under the name Yellis.
Yellis. Well, we have Yellis liking the show today, so maybe there's a link there, Bootsy. Ooh. Yeah, we've got a fan, man, but we nicked yours, so that's fine. Andy in Canterbury, he says he knows some things at Ripple. Yeah, well, we just put it back in the box, okay?
What have we got into now?
Back the truck up, Andy. Back it up. Oh, he says a Galaxy Ripple for a start. Okay, we'll have that. We'll take that. We'll take that and run, baby, run. So Bootsy is here Friday, the 6th of October. That is tonight if you're listening to the repeat on Friday. It was last Friday if you're listening to the repeat next week because we ain't here.
Oh, I'm so losing track. This is like Terminator.
And if you're listening Friday week, it was this time last week.
Oh, my God.
I know. Friday, the 6th of October. This is just how it rolls, baby. Oh. I know. 8 o'clock at the amazing Brunswick Cellar Bar. I do like that place. Food's good. Oh, yes. Don't go scrimping on the food. Do you get food in thrown in?
What, am I throwing in food or do I get food as a performer? Yeah, don't be backing me in a corner here now.
Don't be throwing food at Bootsy. That's not what we're asking. No.
I think we get... we have to pay for the food.
What?
Nachos. I recommend the nachos.
Do you now?
Most excellent. Very nacho-y.
There ain't nothing that the Brunswick producers that ain't gorgeous.
Yeah, we do really like playing there. We've got a real soft spot. The sound man's really cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's
they're
really,
all good.
Yeah, they're good people there. They are good people.
Just the whole vibe.
Yes.
Suzanne Gailey, who's brilliant. brilliant. No Hat for Joe, Leanne Rose and Red Vox. It's going to be a night to remember. It's going to be awesome.
It's definitely going to be a night to remember.
Would you mind digging out another track? What have you guys got lined up?
Let's have a go. Something called Stardust.
Oh, I love a bit of Stardust. You're listening to Bootsy McMahon on The Pete Jones Show, playing live for you. Come on. Text in 07909 547336 for any comments that we think. Oh, apparently Ray in Stenning's listening. He says, I like this. It's quirky. That was your last one. Let's see if he likes this.
Some of us are stars, burn so bright. Then they are gone into the night. We are stardust. See us as we try and live your dreams. Be us and you'll know our extremes. We are stardust. Cause everything just seems so right. I'm bathed in a golden light. We are stardust. No, no, look, but you can't touch. For you, I am just too much. We are stardust. It only takes a minute, then everything goes wrong. You're on it, then you're off it. You're here and then you're gone. Cause we are the ones that never sleep. Look in our eyes, but not too deep. We are stardust. Look at us in our mansions of gold, but like us, they are so, so cold. We are stardust. It only takes a minute, then everything goes wrong. You're on it, then you're off it. It's just the same old song. Takes a minute, then everything goes wrong. You're on it, then you're off it. You're here and then you're gone. Cause we are the ones that never sleep. Look in our eyes, but not too deep. We are stardust. Some of us, then we're gone. I was stardust.
That was amazing.
Adequate.
I would say that was called Stardust. I know not, but apparently, oh, look, it's all coming together. Brackets, Yellis remix. This
nah,
is the
Yellis.
No,
the other
I know,
one.
I know, I know, I know, I know, but nobody mentions Yellis.
No, that's true, that's see, true. That, he will give me grief.
You know, I just want to, now it all makes sense. There you go. So he is the man with a guitar.
Very talented. He actually played bass on all of, yeah, he played bass on everything as well.
Oh, my goodness me. What's going on? Well, Andy, who's still listening in Canterbury, God knows why, he says, oh, I know this one.
Of course he does.
He does. He says, and what's more, I like this one. There
oh,
you go.
Oh, thank you, Andy. You are my number one fan
isn't
at the moment.
Isn't he? He's doing all right, that
liking
guy.
You lots.
With his Galaxy Ripple. He doesn't say what he's doing.
Let's not go with that.
No, fine, fine, fine. I mean, it is Canterbury after all, you know? Yeah, really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can go and see the amazing man they call Bootsy Friday, 6th of October. If you're listening now, it's this Friday. I'm not doing any more of that.
I'm not
nonsense.
Going down that again.
We're not time warping, but if you are listening to the repeat, do text us now, 07-909-547-336. Let us know what the future holds, because we know nothing. We do not know. We're at the beginning of the week.
Ignorance is bliss.
That's why we're all smiling like crazy people. Friday the 6th of October, 8 o'clock, Bootsy is on show. He's selling Storytime, the album EP. Have you had a shave since then?
Possibly. Maybe
the
not.
The way that's photographed, it makes you look like one heck of an explorer.
That was that photo booth at Snoopers.
Snoopers photo. Oh, I like the Snoopers photo booth.
It's good in there. It's good fun, isn't it?
I love
it. Once you get
booth.
The seat the right height.
Well, no, there is that skill. Yes.
Or taking pictures of your head.
No, you don't want that. Okay. So no hat for Joe, who I know not. Suzanne Gailey, who we have played on the show. Leanne Rose, who's going to be sending in tracks probably tonight.
Oh, no pressure. No pressure.
And Red Fox. Again, we have no material.
I do have one single, which I could send in to you.
I would love that.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
If you are in the same boat as Red Fox, don't send it. Don't text it. Email it, pete@pjproductions.co.uk. And, a little bit about yourselves. An MP3 is fine. And we will sling you on the show.
That's how I started, wasn't it?
That is how Bootsy started.
Yeah,
look at him now.
He's been in that session.
Let's not go to the detail. That's right. You're
and
right.
And I sent you a song as well.
Thank you.
Did you Sorry,
he did all the above and everything. If you had a loss on the 10th of November, there is always the Bee's Mouth. I'm sure he'll have a few album CD EPs left. And if also you can get to meet Leanne Rose. She'll be there. She will be there with Rod
Gossett. Rod Gossett. Suzanne Gailey, me good self, and John Lithgow, the legend that is John Lithgow. Not the actor, but the open mic legend that is John Lithgow.
I wasn't going there, but I was really.
Yeah, like, everyone does
How
that.
How could you not? John Lithgow.
Well, the actor, he's my evil twin, and he truly is an open mic legend.
Wow, that sounds grand. Talking of open mics, have you got any of those planned?
I'm always doing open mics, although I'm going to start slowing down on them now and start looking at gigs.
And what's just because?
Because I've done it, yeah, I've been doing it for a few years now, and, it's time to branch out a little bit.
Okay, here's a couple of questions. Where in Brighton that you haven't played before would you like to play?
I haven't been back to the White Rabbit in ages.
Okay.
Or I want to try the Dover.
Yeah.
Dover Castle.
Uh-huh.
The Farm.
Farm.
The Bugle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've played the Bugle before, though, so no, not the Bugle.
Yeah, but, it's nice to know other places that you'd like.
And the Bookshop. John Keenan's Amnesty International Bookshop's a good one.
Yes.
That's really good. It's unplugged as well, so it's like a bit of an old-fashioned sing-along. It's actually on tonight as well. It's on from 8 o'clock tonight.
Now, that is in one of the old North...
Is it Sydney Street?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah, it's the pink shop.
He's a good man.
It's a really good one to do.
There you go.
You get two or three songs.
There's a good plug.
Yep.
And is it... How many nights? Is it always on a Monday?
It's every other Monday.
Okay. You can also hear the man that we're talking, John Keenan, on Radio
Wednesday,
Reverb.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Wednesday night show. He also has another show. He has two on Reverb, and they're both very, very good.
Yeah.
And you, being such a prolific tart, appeared on his show during Reverbathon.
Yeah, I did.
That was fantastic.
He very kindly asked me to come and do a bit. Thank you so much for supporting us for that. It's a pleasure.
No,
it's
seriously,
pleasure.
Honestly, we did work our socks off, but we made a couple of grand, which is phenomenal. And this now of all times to make any money when no one has got anything.
Tell me about it.
Exactly. So that was just so brilliant. Thank you very, very much for supporting us. Folks, if you do want to, if you like what you hear and you do want to carry on that love, even if you've got just a couple of quid would be fab, go to paypal.me/radioreverb. And it doesn't have to be for the Reverbathon. It's just for our kitty because we don't get paid. Don't tell the producers. Shush. They think they're getting paid. I know, it's beautiful. It's very sweet in their own little ignorant way. But we don't get paid. No one here gets paid. I mean, even, I mean, to keep the Reverb Towers going from the 17th floor, with the green room stocked, as you know, it was well
Those
stocked.
Stairs are a killer, by the way.
Stairs are a killer.
Absolute killer.
Was that lift on the outside not working
again? No, no, out of order again.
Stupid lift. I don't know who designed that. But when you get up here and you look out, I mean,
the
what
view
a view.
Is spectacular.
Isn't
yeah.
that beautiful? Yeah. And you can look right down on the piazza, they call the open market.
I like looking down on people.
I like looking down on people. We spotted you earlier. We were looking down and we reckoned that was you. And yeah. it was, wasn't it? You were noshing down there. We thought you probably weren't at this little piggy. We thought you were noshing from Guru World Foods. Yeah, you see, are we having a bake-off moment?
Yes.
Good. Right, what have you got to play?
People Like Us.
People Like Us. Awesome.
Ooh la la.
We have Bootsy McMahon in the studio playing very live for us. He's going to play People Like Us with some of the most talented BVs I've ever heard. Red Vox and Leanne Rose. Indeed. Take it away, my friends.
It's the things that I do that drive you crazy, but it's the things that I say that make you love me. And like the days of the week, you keep on changing, but by Friday I'm in love with you. Ba 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 da ba ba, ba 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 da ba ba. Saturday, and we're up until late, but I'm a lightweight, so I can get up till Sunday evening. And then I'm tied to the mast because it's Monday, and I don't know how I lost a day. Off neighbours shoving notes through the door again, counting days till the weekend, here we go again. And I like that she never wears shoes, and she takes forever to choose at a pick and mix. I think she does with her hair where she makes it that way up to there. Oh yeah, ba 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 da ba ba, ba 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 da ba ba. People say it's a company we keep, and the places we all like to meet are the reasons they don't invite us to theirs. But to be honest, I don't really care about them. Monday morning, rain is pouring, hungover again. Counting days till the weekend, here we go again.
Ooh, like a bit of tension.
Perhaps we ought to make a plan. To be honest, I ain't much of a fan of blowing a whole load of dough just to spend the day with people. Well, are you a ba 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 da ba 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 da ba ba? No wonder just how this will end. Am I still the one that makes you laugh? Am I still the little duck in your bath? Cause you say it's a thing that I do that drive you crazy, but it's a thing that I say that make you love me. And like the days of the week I keep on changing, but by Friday I'm in love with you. Ba 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 da ba ba, ba 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 da ba ba, ba 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 da ba ba.
Hang on. That was Badada Bababa. People Like Us, I think that was called. Thank you, just ridiculously much. And you, where are you going to go now? How are you guys going to chill and calm down after this?
I'm going to go home.
You're not going to bury your face.
No, I've got a busy week.
We've got rehearsals.
We've got vocal rehearsals tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm doing a couple of videos for the Cellar Sessions on Wednesday.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, really cool.
Wow.
Thursday.
Thursday, gig Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday will not happen at all.
Of course it won't.
After Friday.
Well, I won't even mention the green room again, because if you get in there, you'll go down the biggest rabbit hole. You might go in on the 17th floor, end up on the 3rd.
Not good for a man in his 53rd year.
You know,
54th now.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yes, luckily, there's not only someone intelligent in the room, but a mathematician. And that's the way to end, with Red Fox whacking it out of the park. Beautiful, beautiful. Friday the 6th of October. Please go and see all of these lovely folk. Brunswick Cellar Bar. It's free. It's 8 o'clock. You can buy your own nachos. And you can buy an album or CD, whatever you want to call it.
Please do.
For only £7. That's not even 2 pints, I'm reckoning. In fact, it's nowhere near 2 pints, is it?
No. And it's T-shirt. Shirts as well.
I'm wearing one. I thought I'd spring it out for you.
Thank you for
that. Look at that. Well, I don't know if you've still got any of these left. You might not. These are the classy ones.
Who knows?
So thank you so much for coming in, Bootsy.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. You're very kind.
A pleasure. It's so gorgeous to see all of you. Thanks, Leanne and Red Vox as well, of course. And, you know, we'll leave you with just love and thanks.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.